1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Who do we have on the phone line with an update with the coldest night of the year with a fundraising event that's been happening? Jerry Bell is on the line. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Jamie.
Jerry, we've had lots of fun with Ideal Supply with a very special fundraising event for coldest night of the year. Can you remind us what's been happening?
Things are kind of taking a turn for the good here. Right now we're sitting at, we've meet Matt's goal to cut his hair and his beard. But since we've met his goal, two other coworkers, Josh and Riley, have decided to join Matt in cutting their hair as well if we reach a secondary goal. So we're just $350 away from a secondary goal.
Wow, that is awesome.
Three guys from Ideal Supply cutting their hair for the coldest night of the year.
That is awesome. So really, hats off to Matt for kind of spearheading this. But that was your kind of prompting to get Matt to do this. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He asked him a question. So we'll take cut your hair and shave your beard. He says, I tell you what, he says, raise $1,000, I might donate a charity. Well, you challenged the wrong guy.
Now, that is awesome. Great to hear. So you're just $350 shy of the secondary goal? Wow.
Yeah. So we've reached the first goal, and now we're on a secondary goal. Hopefully we can reach it in the next 2 days and have two more guys, step up to the plate and cut the hair as well.
And now I've seen a photo of Matt. I haven't had a chance to meet or chat with Matt, but he's got a lot of hair, big bushy beard. What are the other guys like in terms of their hair?
Well, their hair is fairly long. One guy reminds me of the new MacGyver, the younger version, not. And the guy, he's just very funny. Very funny young man, and he keeps everybody laughing.
Oh, that's awesome. So hats off to everybody at Ideal Supply for helping out with this. And, of course, the community for making contributions. So that it's not too late. You can still drop by Ideal Supply either today or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Today, tomorrow. Yes, please swing by and help us reach that secondary goal. We just need another $350. And we're going to have three guys cutting the hair for the coldest night of the year.
All right. And when are they going to do the big head shave or the big haircut? Is that happening before coldest night of the year or at the event?
It's going to happen at the store tomorrow at the end of the day, around 4 o'clock, and they're going to chop off their heads.
Well, says. At least their hair.
At least one is, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's awesome.
That, the other two, we can reach that extra goal and have three guys cut their hair.
Yeah, and just having fun. And again, this is for coldest night of the year, the big fundraising event that is happening on Saturday at Upper Queens Park. And we should mention, Jerry, you will be part of that event.
Yes, I will be there spinning some tunes, keeping things lively and donating my PA so that they can use that for making announcements and kind of keeping things in a nice spirit of having fun.
Well, that's great. So, again, Ideal Supply, let's remind folks where you're located.
We're at 400 Lord Ave. Swing by and pop in and say hello, and we got a nice donation box out on the front counter. So any loose change will be greatly accepted.
Well, make sure you got the brooms and the dustpans ready for the big head shave on Friday.
We already have that. We've got one guy who's kind of a bit of a bartender himself, so he's going to be doing the cut.
Okay. You'll have to capture that at least on video or maybe some photos for sure.
Oh, we're definitely, we've been told we have to take lots of pictures, so we're going to be having fun with that.
Jerry Bell with Ideal Supply. Drop on by and make a contribution and help out. It's another great fundraising idea for coldest night of the year, and we'll see you out Saturday for that at Upper Queens Park on Saturday. Jerry, thanks for the update.
Hey, you're welcome, Jamie. Thanks for letting me in.